Podcast, coming to you live on the lookout for Ozzy at the Georgetown Fresh Go in the produce section. Very ironically in the produce section, because my team did not do any of that producing last week. You are looking at a very, very chokeable first place here in the Ultimate Fantasy Football League. I'm Zach Cosby, pleased to join you through my approved face covering at the Fresh Co, as mentioned, and making podcast history, as we like to do here. Andrew Kirkland, why don't you set us up here for what's supposed to be, I guess, a great final week in the Ultimate Fantasy Football League on the Sixth Sense podcast.
Cosby, the dedication there is uncanny, and this will go down in the record books, I think. Not only are you grocery shopping right now in the produce section, looking at the apples, I assume, or maybe when the lettuce was put out there, but the fact that you're doing it in a COVID time, and you're coming through loud and clear, no technology issues, so you start off great, and it's awesome to have you. I'm just speechless right now. So as Cos said, we got a great episode. We got a very special guest. He's a reoccurring guest, and he's in a big matchup this week. So and he was in a big matchup last week. So we're gonna dig deep in that. But before we get to that special reoccurring guest, Yorkie, bring the commissioner corner. We got a lot of action tonight. What do you got?
So commissioner's corner this week. I hope both Lukes are listening, because I'm sure both of them are going to message the WhatsApp group. What are the playoff rules? When is the trade deadline? How can I pick up a player this week? So Henry and Luke Stufard, listen up. Playoff rules, they've never changed. So here we go. Trade deadline will be next Thursday at 7 p.m. Next Thursday at 7 p.m. for everyone that's still eligible for the playoffs trade deadline. The following teams have been eliminated. Kirky, myself, and Ozzy, we cannot make any changes, any trades. Your team has been locked from making a trade. You can only trade. The three of us can make a trade if we want for highway purposes. For the teams that do make the playoffs, every team that is eliminated from the playoffs their teams will be locked from picking up players. So there'll be no waiver wires for anyone that's been eliminated. There'll be no pickups. So it'll just be the teams that are active. Waiver priority will be the same priority. However, if one of the teams that is out of the playoffs has top priority, it will go down to whoever's got the top priority for the playoffs. So all that will happen next week. Trade deadline will be next Thursday at 7 p.m. Luke Stewart and Henry, I'm sure you'll ask four questions each in the WhatsApp group. Let's get going and meet our special guest.
Yeah. So, and the other thing, sorry, I was just looking at the WhatsApp chat, but did you want to clarify the waivers this week, or did you just do that?
No, waivers this week. Yahoo also sent up an email. I'm sure no one else read it. However, the waivers worked just like there would be a Monday or a Tuesday game. It just happens to be on Wednesday. So it's the same process. So waivers will be open tonight, and it's open there.
But we had to wait a week. We had to wait a day. Sorry. We had to wait a day. I was up this morning. I was so confused. I was even more confused.
It'll be the 3 a.m. Thursday night club, just like university. 25 craft beer will be the 3 a.m. club, so I'm sure Henry will have two. I don't know why that kid's complaining so much about lack of sleep. It's not like he's got to drive into the airport, but waiver club will be open at 3 a.m. tonight.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of guys are ready for it, because you could just tell when transactions are going on, guys dropping people and just dropping people. So like G&J, Mr. Larson, Charlie Tweeter, G&J again, Shooter McGavin with two drops and no pickups. And that was in the last, 36 hours. So you can tell all those teams are going to be active. And that's not even including our special guest, recurring guest Jordan Winter. Welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you here. You're in a big matchup this week, buddy. A huge matchup. But before we get into this week's upcoming matchup, why don't we just talk a little bit about last week? You were in a tight matchup last week. Tell us what was going on in your mind through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday. What was going on?
Boys, good to be here. Number two this year on the old podcast. What a treat. First off, before we get to week 12, still shaking my head a little bit about the last couple of weeks. But Yorkie, can you confirm the trade deadline just before we get going?
Yeah. It's next Thursday.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, feeling dejected, disgusted, defeated. Doubt of the week is moving in the wrong direction as we approach week 13 here. Yeah, you know what? I can't complain about week 12. Beat the projection by 15 or 16 points. Unfortunately, caught a team that was in the mid 140s. And, you know, typically when you're around 140, you're winning most weeks. And unfortunately, ran into a high week and not a high week, but a good week by my opponent, and have managed to slide from third out to 10th in the last couple of weeks. And I've got a little uphill battle here coming into week 13, but excited and ready to kick Ellie's ass.
Yeah. So just looking at you, you're on a 3-game losing streak. I don't want to get into too much of this details, but yeah, you're on a 3-game losing streak. You lost by in week 10 by 5 points. Week 11 is going to haunt you, I think. And I apologize for that, but
no, that is the turning point of my season.
Right. Yeah, an 84 pointer. And then last week was tough. I think it's unusual for Mr. Larson to put up those types of numbers at 146. That might have been actually one of the higher ones he's had this season. But overall, it was a good matchup, but it's going to be an exciting one for sure. So coming in now, get to Cosby on. We're going to do a little bit of a week 12 recap here, and then what we'll also do is we'll get into the playoff hunt, and then we'll maybe have some conversation about the championship race, which I'm assuming Cosby, you will not want to be involved in that discussion. But Cosby, what happened last week on the Rev Squad? It's something out of the ordinary, putting up 94.7 points. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, well, I've done it twice this year. Everyone knows. Here's the thing. The fact I like that we get to do this podcast because not everyone can sit there and go, oh, well, Cosby's just married to these players that are like, it's clear that they're about to be duds. Like, why is he hanging on to these guys? And I at least get to come on here and tell everyone in the whole world. I mean, we got a global audience here and everyone here with me right now. I'm just getting blueberries. It's fine. Basically, I get to tell everyone that I've been trying to shop these dudes who keep letting me down. And it's been tough. It's been tough. I mean, JWoww and I had some weekend discussions. Maybe that ends up being the turning point of both our seasons. Not that my guys would have been helping him at all, but we had some talks and I've been trying to get rid of some guys, but they won't put up any numbers to even want to be shopped. So maybe they're just happy with the Rev. He's too nice a guy. And I hate that I was too nice to Hendry this week. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's even worse that it was Hendry. But, let me ask you, JWoww, one of the big things that happened this week was the fact that I think Burnside and his team was able to pull a very big win against Chambo, and obviously on the back of Tyreek Hill. Have you ever been in discussions on Tyreek Hill? I feel like he's a guy that you would have been, you know, kind of wanting. I don't know if you've ever had him on your squad or you've been in discussion with Burnside about him, but I just feel like he's a guy that has been on your team. Am I wrong in that?
No. I had him either my first. Is this the third or fourth season?
I don't even know.
We talk about this every week.
This is our fifth season.
Oh, fifth. Okay, so I had him either my second or third season. and he was great that year. And yeah, I reached out to Blackout Bobby about Tyreek maybe week 7, 8, 9, somewhere in that sort of range. And yeah, the asking, well, he didn't want to deal him. And then if he was going to deal him, it was going to cost me, you know, probably Julio and someone else. Probably my top two players outside of Mahomes. And yeah, I mean, hindsight, it actually probably would have worked out okay, because Julio was hurt for, you know, 3 of the last 5 games. And some of my wide receivers have, I don't know, been caught on the sidelines playing Sudoku.
That would have been record-setting stuff. You need a Sudoku board to keep track of Tyreek and Mahomes there. If you had them both, that would have been, like, thank you, Burnside, for not giving you both those dudes. That would be too much.
Well, oh, there's been a couple of trades that went through that worked in my favor, and a couple that went the other way that maybe shouldn't have traded them.
So, yeah, what would that have been? You would have had – Mahomes had 42 points. And what did Tyreek have, like 58 points or something like that? Like, could you imagine getting close to 100 points between two guys? That's insane. But
kudos to Burnside too. Really, there's two. I don't really hate on guys too much or throw shade, but one, I wanted to text Yanni last week, and maybe it would have got Disley a touchdown or something. But I wanted to ask Yanni if, like, does he know Will Disley personally, or like, is he part of his family or something? Because I think he started by 1% of the league. And then if you look at Burnside's squad, like, kudos to him for getting into eighth with Tyreek Hill. Like, that's pretty much what he's working with. So.
Yeah, that was weird when I started looking at Yaney's squad, and he had him in tight end, which could have been, I don't know, didn't they have both tight ends going in like the Monday night or Sunday night or something like that? Like,
I think that might have been what drove his strategy. We'll have him on in the offseason, he can tell us.
Yeah. But yeah, kudos to Blacko Bobby for obviously having Tyreek Hill. I don't even, he's got Tyson Hill as a quarterback. Like, it's just, it's kind of a mixed bag there. But the other interesting thing, I think, kind of a theme from last week, and this is going to really irk a loyal listener here, but Ozzie coming and giving a blowout of the week to Gleeder. Looking here, the biggest blowout of last week was locker room legend with 149 versus 86 and Charlie Tweeter. York, did you see that one coming?
No. I mean, Ozzie's pretty much scores under 100 points, or he puts up the three wins I think he's got. He's got 130 plus points. Let's look at the schedule. Where's three wins? I know he beat me. Let's see. Locker room legend. His three wins. Yeah, 135 points, 138 points, and 149 points. His losses, 89, 119, 102, 97, 63, 116, 62, 68, 70.
62.
But that's to get 60s twice. Like,
he's had 63 times, 63, 62, 68. He literally goes, if he gets 130 points, he wins. 135, 138, 149.
Well, I would say to Jay Wells' point earlier, like, you put up 140 or 135 plus, you're, you know, with changing of the defense stats and no kickers, that seems to be, you know, getting you a win, right? But that's a tough one. Jay Well, what did you see coming out of last week? Any shocks for you or? Just overall comments from week 12. What did you think?
Yeah, definitely Ozzie with a big upset over Billy. Lots of other kind of big underperformers. Terry Green Machine, you know, 22 points under projection. I know projections are whatever. Even Luke having a 159 almost. That's a big number for his team, I think. And he had Eckler coming back, which is a big upgrade for his squad. Other than that, just staring at my own matchup and knowing that I was going to be let down was my focus. And then obviously seeing a couple of you guys officially be eliminated from playoff contention was a little heartbreaking.
Yeah.
What about you guys? What were your main thoughts?
Well, I had no idea what was going on. With all honestly, like I knew I was going to lose come Sunday afternoon, but with all this other crap going on with COVID and the pushing back to a game on Wednesday, it was just like, what the hell? Like, this is ridiculous. So yeah, I was watching that Terry Green Machine Shooter McGavin matchup, pulling for Yaney just because I'm kind of was riding this train of everyone. No one wants Shooter McGavin Delamere to get into the playoffs because he can be very dangerous. I feel he did moves in the season throughout the season that put him at risk, and maybe gave up some weeks to help him in the long term. And I would have kind of liked it to backfire on him a little bit, but that's my take.
There's still time, Kirky. There's still time.
Yeah, well, that's a good lead-in. Now, Cosby, what are you buying right now? What are you picking up now at the grocery store?
The blackberry, the spuds don't look very good, and the blackberries are out. The kids love blackberries, but they're going to have some disappointed kids this week. I'm going to trying to find a replacement right now. This is like my Richie James decision at this point. It's like, do I pick up these risky blackberries? No.
Oh,
raspberries are on sale. No one really likes those, so I'll buy two.
Yeah, check the expiry. Perfect. Or best before.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyways, with that,
I love raspberries.
I love raspberries. That should be the name of the episode. with the kind of looking out to week 13, and J-Well gave us a transition that we didn't really pick up on, but we should have. But boys, this is going to be crazy. Yorkie, why don't you like break down some of the standings here and speak clearly and maybe right into the mic because you're not coming through the greatest, but just highlight some of the things that is going on in this match and just overall in the standings.
So we have four teams at 8-4. Rev, G&J, Mr. Larson, and Bad Mother Tucker. Then we have one team, Luke Stewart, at 7-5. And then we got five teams at 6-6. So they go Shooter McGavin, Terry Green Machine, Blackout Bobby, Charlie Tweeter, Dud of the. So anyone that we got three teams that are still fighting for a playoff spot. Chubb Nation could still get in. He's 7-5, obviously in a must-win situation. Then it could come down to points. But we got a couple huge matchups. G&J versus Mr. Larson, Shooter McGavin versus Dud of the Week. The Shooter McGavin Dud of the Week matchup is a Week 13 playoff matchup. Winner is probably getting in.
I'm not going to say the game. No, they're getting in.
It is a playing game, but it's not guaranteed to get in.
Nope.
It's not guaranteed to get in?
No.
No. Because Terry Green Machine, Blackout Barley, Charlie Tweener, if they win too, not guaranteed to get in.
It would be a point. I have to beat Billy by 28 points and beat Delhi to guarantee myself a spot in.
It's not guaranteed. I mean, it would be essentially a playoff win if another matchup was going on, but it's not going to guarantee the playoffs. But obviously, it's going to put, you know, you can basically put a thing, but it's not going to guarantee it.
Your headphones suck, Yorkie. They're not good.
Yeah, hold the Morse code, Matt York. There.
That's a good one. That's why we have him on again. That's why we had him on again. That's a great one. That's a great one.
All right. Okay. So let's now, Jay. Well, I don't know how in depth you want to get in this analysis, knowing that you're right in the wheelhouse. But we did this last week. But basically, the way I see it, we've got three teams. Okay. So there's five teams at 6-6, but three of those teams are going to make the playoffs. Unless there's some craziness and Chubb Nation can't. I guess mathematically, he can get in there. There's a lot of stuff that needs to happen for that to happen. But of those teams that are 6-6, Kaz, do you want to pick? Because I don't want to put you on the spot there unless you feel comfortable in doing it and picking potentially yourself to make it the playoffs. But I was just thinking, of those five teams, what three do you think are going to get in? Either one of you guys can take that.
Kaz, go ahead.
You're going to have to read them to me again. because I'm looking at expiry dates, like you said. So
I gotta go here. My two kids are trying to beat each other up. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, that's great. All right, this is wonderful.
No, okay. Take us live to that. We go live to Yorkie.
So, all right, here.
I remember it. I was gonna say that I might be picking my playoff opponent, but I don't want to go that far. So I guess I could weigh in. In looking at it, I don't know who everyone has though. That's the thing. So it's Dud's got a hill to climb against Shooter, right?
Yes.
And then Tweeter has me.
Yes.
So yeah, let's book him in then. He gets in.
I'll give him a different take on that.
Yeah, probably. And then it's really, yeah, it just comes down to, I think it comes down to how, whether Burnside can put it together for another week to hang on to that last spot, I think. But I don't think it's Chubb's year.
No, Chubb's out. I'm not even basing it on Chubb right now.
Yeah.
And Luke playing Bad Mother Trucker.
Yes.
I think that, you know, Luke could be out too. He's 7-5 right now. He could fall back to 7-6. I think there's the opportunity for that. It'll be tough. But anyways, J-Well, do you want to add some takes on those? Well, just focusing on the 6-6 teams of those five. Just give overall commentary.
Do better than me too. Do better than me. I was terrible.
let's go for one step up. Terry Green Machine looks like a pretty easy walk. So he's getting in. I think I'll go Terry Green Machine, Billy, and the winner of the Delhi Dud of the Week match.
What is
I think
that?
So, I think those three.
New Yorkie doesn't even know where the mute button is.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
You thought that was someone screaming in the grocery store.
They're screaming at me to shut the hell up. They're like, what is this guy? I'm going to be in the paper. Like, Georgetown man talking to himself.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, J-Well, what did you say there? You were thinking who?
What day is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Terry Green Machine, Charlie Tweeter, and the winner of the Shooter McGavin Dud of the Week matchup. Those are the three of the five.
You don't want to comment on that. So, okay, here it is, boys. Terry Green Machine is going to get, as J-Wall kind of alluded to, it's a walk over locker room Legge, who doesn't have Brady this week, doesn't have Mike Evans, is projected for 64 points right now. Who knows if Ozzy will actually even pick up players to play in the quarterback or wide receiver one position. But anyways, Terry Green Machine in. I would say Blackout Bobby over Discount Belichick. I will say that Blackout Bobby wins that, so he will also get in. And the other reason I say this is because Burnside always just finds a way to get in, and then he's very dangerous when he does get in. So that's two. That what comes down to the Shooter McGavin Dud of the Week matchup. It doesn't even matter Charlie Tweeter. Charlie Tweeter could potentially win and not make it. He's got to get the points to do it. But I don't think he's going to win it anyways against Rev. I've said this multiple times in the past. When you've got a good squad that puts up low points, look for that squad to come back with a high week the following week. And that's what I think Rev could be doing. So, sorry, Gleeter. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't have it to you. Now, looking at the Shooter McGavin Dud of the Week matchup, that is hands down matchup of the week. And you look at Cosby, are you in the freezer now?
Yeah, I've got one of these bags because the sausages I got, the Johnsonville's look a little bit leaky. So I'm trying to open, you know, these fucking bags that you can't open. I'm standing here. I've been holding this bag the whole time you've been talking. I can't get this cellophane thing to open. I'll move away though.
Okay, it's okay. That matchup of Dud of the Week, Shooter McGavin is so interesting to me. And What I will base my decision on as to who wins that matchup is I've always said a quarterback like a Patrick Mahomes, you draft him, you get in the playoffs. So I'm going with J-Well there. And I will say that J-Well comes through and gets that win for the final playoff spot. And then that would mean potentially a Rev Dud of the Week matchup in week one, which would be interesting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Cosby, you're fucking toast if that happens.
Especially after our big deal this weekend, coming up to this weekend. My God.
Yes, huge deal.
Especially after a huge deal we're going to make if no one else trades with us. We're going to make a big deal together. So but everyone that should trade with us.
Now, okay, so Yorkie, who do you think when are you still there, Yorkie?
Yeah, I'm here. Kaylee jumping Dylan. I just had Kaylee decide to leave her room and jump into Dylan's crib and wake him up.
Fantastic.
Oh yeah. Has that ever happened before?
Never.
Amazing.
Kirk, you're like 2 months away from your world just going into a cartwheel permanently. Oh,
I built this shed. I'm going out there. So I'm going to spend all my time in this shed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have that nice shed.
I saw one of those in my hood, Kirk. I was going to ask a guy if he had any extra tips for you. It looks like it's been there for a little while. He goes out there quite a bit. So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, believe me. It's going to suck. But Yorkie. So... What do you think, and if you can't comment, that's fine, but on that Shooter McGavin Dud of the Week matchup, like, that to me is a massive matchup. It's a playing game.
It is a playoff game. It is. It's a must-win. Obviously, it's a must-win for Dud of the Week. Shooter McGavin could lose, still could get in. But I like your analogy, Kirky, with Mahomes. Obviously, they went off against Tampa Bay, and Tyreek Hill had a crazy first quarter. He kind of settled down the rest of the game, and then he obviously got that other touchdown. They're going against Denver. Denver, who knows who's even going to play a quarterback for Denver. I mean, one of us could go play a quarterback in Denver and do just as well and, you know, take a $100,000 game check. Obviously, Pittsburgh situation with Juju playing on, 5 days? Will Julio play? So I do like Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, having the best player goes a long way. Juju's situation will tell a lot. And then Jamal Williams, hopefully he can get some additional carries. But I'm also it is definitely a matchup of the week. And then Seattle's obviously got a good matchup on defense with the Giants down and no Daniel Jones.
Did Henry tell you to talk about defenses?
No, but they can get you, you know, a nice 16 points, give or take, when you go up against a weak quarterback.
That was the only moment, I'll tell you that, that's the only moment I enjoyed of this past weekend, was knowing Henry was watching the Sunday Nighter while my Green Bay defense got to play against Mitch Trubisky, and that was the only enjoyment I had, was watching that game, thinking about what his reactions were. So good.
Do you guys actually think that the playoff number will be 7-6 or 6-7?
7-6.
7-6.
7 wins. Yeah, like we were saying last week, 7 wins, Kirk.
Yeah, I think it's got to be. Like, I know it would be crazy to think. Like, I'm just saying Yaney's kind of got the given over Ozzie, so he's 7. I'm giving him that. We've got Shooter McGavin versus Dud of the Week. One of those is getting to 7, so that... That leaves one squad left, and it's Blackout Bobby and Charlie Tweeter. Like, are either one of those guys going to?
So it could be 2 7s, right? And one of them misses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they could both. Yeah, if that was the case,
7 and missed would just. I might just leave for. That would be a couple of years. I'd have to Casper. If I missed the playoffs with 7 wins, wow, that would be.
Well, if that did happen, and 4 of those 5 teams got to 7-6, based on the points right now, J-Well, you'd be out.
No, I'm going to put up 175. I'm going to put up 175 this week.
Okay,
go
good.
Score, yeah, go score. We want the ball. We're going to score.
Yeah,
Yorkie knows that one.
Matt Hasselbeck.
Matt Hasselbeck, so yeah.
Throws a pick six to Al Harris. Was it Al Harris?
Sounds good.
Yeah. I think it was, yeah, Al I think Harris. It was, yeah, Al Harris took it. Al Harris boomeranged it on, was that like the first play of OT he did that? So beautiful.
Yeah, I want to say it's the second play, yeah.
So beautiful. Is January 4th too close for two milks, guys? What do you think? Oh, I think we could probably.
No. January 4th? Yeah. You got a month? No, you're good.
Yeah, let's go. Grab a couple milks.
Yeah.
Butt rags are on sale, too. $4 off butt rags. Double up.
Yeah, okay. Al Hair.
Jay, well, I got a question for you, though. And I just noticed this here, and I'm kind of shocked about this. But when we look at the actual, you know, coming into the end of the season and all the moves that people have made, the number of moves that you made is 23, and that's the second lowest in the league. Ozzy is number one with 15. But for somebody who's been as active in the WhatsApp chat, always in for conversation, I feel like you got your pulse in the league. I'm surprised at the 23. Why is that?
I never participate on waivers other than maybe once or twice in the entire, you know, season, just based on injuries or whatever, and I have to pick up someone. Absolutely engaged in conversation and lots of trade banter and everything else, but I don't know. I always
not a waiver guy.
No, zero. I'm never looking to pick up a handicap behind, like, you know, grab Tony Pollard behind Zeke Elliott because you can, you know, handicap a guy or whatever. No, zero thought process goes into that as far as dud of the week. Tons of trade banter, though. Lots of deals kind of passed around. Some we got pen to paper on. That's low. I would have thought I'd been like mid 30s to 40, just based on the amount of conversations I've had. But yeah, I couldn't execute, I guess.
Well, I guess it's like, man, because you talk a lot, right? Nothing wrong with that. But yeah, it seems like you're always engaged with in the trades, right? And you did four trades this year. I don't even know. This would be kind of interesting to see, but who made the most trades? It's got to be me. I made seven trades this year. Yorkie, would you say that that's probably the most? And looking at who you approved in trades?
Yeah. I mean, this has definitely been the year for the most trades. And it started off pretty early. But seven trades in a season is a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
you're trading every other week. You're trading every other week.
Well, I traded like you did three, what? Like
yeah,
24
yeah,
hours
full
time.
Three in a, yeah, it was like text after text, approve my deal. I'm like, damn it, didn't they just approve it?
Yeah, that was also a week when I dropped five guys off my team, and there was but then I went on a 3-week winning streak. Anyways, yeah, I was just to your point, Jay, I was just shocked at only 23 for a guy that is as engaged as you are. I would have thought you would have been had higher than that. Cosby, you had six trades this year, just so you know. You were behind
me. Seven's gonna make it or break it. Let's go. Who wants seven? No one's gonna trade with me though. Everyone's like, oh, get off your high horse. And I'm not even acting like I don't even act like Hendry does when he's first.
I always like when I get offers from you because I know you've done research.
And I got to tell you, I meant to text you. Maybe that was my karma last week too. I meant to text you that I was as blindsided as anyone that Ahmed didn't play. I knew you probably weren't going to take him anyway or whatever, but I didn't want you to think I was trying any dirty pool there with Salvin Ahmed last week. Like, well, I was shocked that he was ruled out on Friday. I was scrambling, as you could see, by picking up Devontae Booker to play or not. Well, no, he's look how in my head he is. Royce Freeman was the other guy.
Well, you're picking him up tonight for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Get your waivers in, boys. But I picked up Royce Freeman because I was sitting in the this is the COVID story. Royce Freeman I picked up because I saw an alert come through while I was sitting in the Harvey's drive-thru for a half an hour on Saturday night. And half an hour. It's no big deal, right? That happens all the time. Yeah, man. They've got the Harvey's drive-thru here and the Swiss Chalet are doubled up right now. And we just thought, oh, let's have a quick, easy meal here. I ordered it on the app. It said it was going to be ready in like 8 minutes. I was like, that's amazing. And then I got to eat a burger that was made an hour ago because you had to go sit in line. Like, I was about 10 or 12 cars deep from getting into the actual even like line to get in. So I didn't even know what to do.
So that's great. But
that sums up my whole weekend.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. Okay. So going back to football, one thing, and maybe you guys can enlighten me on this, Yorkie. I don't know if you understand this. Probably not. But why does Ozzy think there's collusion going on? One, does he even know what that word means? And two, what collusion are the commissioners doing?
I have no idea. I mean, how many Mueller's as deep is he when you ask him?
It's just anyways. I was just scrolling through the WhatsApp chat and I found
it's because of the two teams, Kirgy. It's the two teams. You saw that Yorkie and his two teams. He made the same move. He made a move right at the same time to try and hide it. I saw. Yeah. I see you, York. I see you.
And on the other thing,
in every commissioner's update is everything I do is there's an update. No, you guys get an email if I make a change, anyways. Like I just
no, but you made a move. You made a move right when your other team made a move. So that's where I was getting.
Well, I mean, one was I was making.
You're sitting next to. We had a family gathering, a socially distanced gathering with Gary.
No, I did one move on my phone and one move on my computer.
Oh, that's gonna really rev up Oz. That's so good. That's amazing. Well, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Just the collusion thing. The other big thing in the last week, I think that could have an impact. And again, just scrolling through WhatsApp chat is Will Fuller getting suspended.
Oh my God,
that's nuts!
Puts up Orange Shooter Squad.
Yeah, 35 points last week, and he goes down 6 games.
J-Well, that's fantastic.
No kidding, J-Well. Okay, so
Mark Jackson, COVID, perfect.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, who's his quarterback?
I don't think he has one right now. He's J-Well. Got his like.
You go to the waiver wire and you pick up every quarterback that you can get your hands on.
I got a few empty roster spots. I think I might dive in there. Thanks,
fill
boys.
That up. You're ahead. He's one ahead of you in the waiver wire priority. But yeah, you fill that squad. You fill your bench up with quarterback. York, what's the rules on that?
There's no rule. You can do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you guys got to stop. I'm getting some looks here.
You getting looks?
Yeah, this is too good of a guffaw there. Everyone wants in. Sixth Sense podcast, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, listen to it. We need some more subscribers. Sense. Yeah.
Subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts. I know it's an audio
Cosby,
thing. Yeah.
Cosby, you want to do a big deal right now on the pod?
Hit me up, man. I'm so distraught. Like I'm checking my. I forgot grapefruits. So I got to walk the whole way across the store again. Like this is.
They're not in season. They're not in season. Don't bother.
The whole way across the store. It's got like three aisles. It's a grocery mart in Georgetown.
Take it easy. This is a fresh company. Okay, fresh co.
What's the deal,
J-Well? Yeah, what are we doing, buddy?
Mahomes and Julio for. Whoa. Russell Jesus. Wilson, Tyler Lockett.
Oh my God, I hate Julio Jones.
Sorry,
we can take it offline.
No, this is a live deal. It only comes once.
See, that's where you went wrong. If you really wanted to do it, you wouldn't have brought it up on here. Because now I just look bullied. I already got bullied this year. I already got bullied once. I hated it.
All right. The other thing we got to look at here is. There's the opportunity for some big money to be handed out at the end of this week. And that's obviously with first place in the regular season. We have figured out that even though Delamere put on the WhatsApp chat that Luke Stewart could become first or out of the playoffs is wrong. Delamere, Luke Stewart cannot come first place because G&J and Mr. Larson are playing each other.
You should have bet him. You should have bet Delamere. He would have been one of his bets.
Yeah. So the fact that we're getting our Luke Locks and our Deli Dimes from those two idiots is just ridiculous. And now I love how they're just sending us screenshots of the betting board. Like, I don't even know what the picks they're making. Anyways, so JWoww, looking at, you know, these four teams, Rev, G&J, Mr. Larson, and Bad Mother Trucker, who do you pick to come out on top for the first place in the regular season?
Ooh, good question. They're all good matchups too, which is awesome. I'm going to go, because of the trade that Cosby's going to make, he's going to win.
Oh, so it is. This trade is going offline.
Oh, it's going offline. And it's going to be bigger than what we talked about.
I hate Julio Jones. It would be like so many restless nights.
But you're getting the cream of the crop.
That's enough. That's enough. Okay. All right.
So
what
you,
else
got,
do I need
you
here?
Got
Nutella.
You got
okay.
You got Rev. Okay. Yorkie, who do you got when you're looking at those squads?
I got you. I know it's not going to make Cosby too happy, but I got Charlie Tweeter beating Rev, and the winner of the league will be the G&J Mr. Larson matchup.
Oh, collusion.
Right there. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Ozzy knew it. He knows it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, Cosby, I won't ask you this question just because I know you won't.
Yeah, you know, here's, you know how confident I am? I'm buying soup on sale. That's how confident I am that I'm going to win money.
Yeah. The Life brand, or what is
yeah. It's our compliments. Yeah. Nobody's complimenting that stuff. I'll tell you that.
So I'm going with JWoww. Sorry, with what JWoww said, and I'm going to pick the Rev. And my reasoning for this is because, again, I mentioned this before. You got a good squad like that come shooting a 94 1 week, you got bounced back. And I think the Rev will.
So I shouldn't deal then. No, you're saying don't deal.
I'm not going to tell you to deal or not to deal. I always like deals. However, I'm not going to say a deal wouldn't make your squad better. But I just know I'm confident in the fact that if you keep your squad, I think you can beat Charlie Tweeter. I think it's going to be a hell of a matchup. Gleeter's not going to go easy, and Gleeter will be stressed to the nines on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But
he's actually already asked me, and I hate to interrupt you there, because you were that it didn't even seem like a reverse jinx, so I appreciate it. But yeah, he's already asking me who's gonna come down to. He's like, is it gonna come down to Dobbins on Tuesday or what? And I just laughed. It's great.
Well,
is
he gonna be off COVID or what?
That's the thing, right? There's a lot of, like, I don't even know. I'm just going to try and get through this, whatever I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
That is a long grocery shop, though.
Well, I got good company. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we have that for the 40-minute challenge. Gleeter is always up for the 40-minute challenge, but I think he's going to be torn in this one because he doesn't want to say Rev, even though he may think Rev. But it's always interesting how people react during these stressful times when the heat is on them. Hendry will say something stupid like, it's not going to be me, # I suck. Like, what's with the hashtags that he's doing right now? Like you guys, I noticed on the WhatsApp chat, he's all about hashtags right now. You guys see
I think
that?
I started him on it. I started him on it with the keep Deli out. I told him # keep Deli out.
Right. Anyways,
he's been rolling ever since.
It could be fitting that that Mr. Larson pulls through in this season, and I think a lot of people would be pissed because he probably wouldn't have to put up a big amount of points for, but a 9-4 season and the only team at 9-4 could happen for him, and putting up 1,600 points. Like, could you imagine that? Like, he gets first, he'll have roughly around 1,600 points. Cosby, you have more than 1,600 points already. Right.
That's why we play. That's why we lift all those weights.
Yeah. Now, okay, JWoww, I know you got to run. You got to go to another press meeting to talk about week 13 and how you're going to go up against Shooter McGavin. Or no, who the hell are you playing? Yeah, Shooter McGavin, right?
No, the new look Rev.
Oh, what are you talking about?
He's trying to make a trade again.
Oh, he's trying to make
a trade. I'm just joking. Yeah, I got Delly this week.
Yeah, exactly. Any final comments overall in the season, or just major predictions coming into week 13, or any final comments before we shut the pod down and let you go here?
First off, big shout out to you guys. Another great regular season. Hopefully I'm in the playoffs, and good luck to Rev and the other teams that are battling for the 8 spots, and I hope I'm one of them, Delly. Big thanks to you guys again. Great season, and lots of great matchups over the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, good. Thanks for coming back and being as engaged as you are. It's a pleasure to have you in the league. Yorkie, any final comments from the commissioner?
Excited for the last week, even though I'm out of the playoffs. But there's obviously the two big matchups that have a lot on the line. And it's going to be interesting with the five guys that are all 6-6. They'll be glued to their phones. And I'm sure, obviously, everyone up in there is married, but Blackout Bobby, but their wives might be... on them, like, hey, what the hell are you guys doing? Keep a refreshing on that app.
Cosby, what's any final comments coming into the final week of the season at Freshco in Georgetown?
I just had to get away from the floor cleaner there. I thought he might be drowning me out a little bit. So, this has been great. This makes my week every time I manage to make it on. So thanks for having me again for another season of this. You guys know me, I'm not going to talk much about what's going to happen this weekend. I will just say, let Russ cook one more time. Let Russ cook just one more time. Let's go.
Jay Wells, no, let Patty cook. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is going to be a very entertaining weekend. And the fact that it's coming down to a Tuesday night, when some guys are coming off COVID, maybe a quarterback for Delamere, a running back for the Rev, and the Tuesday nighter both on the Ravens, that is extremely interesting. And then you never know what could happen between now and then, or even now and Sunday, and delaying more games back because of COVID. It's just chaotic, and I think this chaos is going to continue on with the UFFL. We've broken down who we all believe and given valid reasons for who we think will win first place in the regular season, along with the three teams at 6-6 that will make the playoffs. But it's anyone's guess, and as you can tell, this season is throwing everyone for a roller coaster. So I fully expect a roller coaster this week. I think it would be interesting. We kind of defaulted the matchup of the week to be, kind of that dud of the week Shooter McGavin matchup. I know Shooter McGavin and Delamere was going to give betting lines starting in the playoffs. I would like some betting lines on that one. However, knowing that Delamere is in it, the likelihood of him actually having him place the lines on that would be slim. What I will do is I will throw a challenge out to one individual, and this will be Luke Stewart. So this Luke's locks, if he wants to make the lines and be the house on that matchup of the week, I think that would make for an extra entertaining weekend for the GMs of the UFFL. What do you guys think about that?
Love it.
Okay, let's see if he listens. I don't know if he listens. He says he's excited about this pod and having the pod drop. So it'll be dropping momentarily. We'll get this out in a lot of notice. But thanks guys for bringing the heat, the dedication. We got people fighting in the background at Yorkie's household, Cosby fighting stock boys at Freshco in Georgetown, and Jaywell putting in the time just before you got a call in a few minutes from now. So I appreciate everyone for joining, and all to the UFFL managers. It's going to be a great day, or a great weekend, and we'll talk to you in 7 days. Later.
Ship it.
See you.
See ya.